to this week's episode of the Limitless Podcast. I'm already laughing about this week's guest as she is, in fact, my daughter, Phoebe. I've always thought we can learn so much from listening to those younger than us. They haven't experienced as much of the world as us yet, and this means their ideas are unencumbered with the assumptions, overthinking, and societal pressures that we have as adults. In this episode, Phoebe's life passion comes across so clearly, and we talk about her future dreams and how she would change the world if she could. Plus, I increase my animal breeding knowledge and get questioned on my interview style. Talking of future dreams, before we dive into the interview, I have something very exciting to share with you. A member of my Limitless community, Taz Burwas, runs Rocket Career Coaching, and they have followed a dream and launched a brand new online course for anyone who is looking for clarity and direction with their future career or business. It's all about bringing purpose, well-being, and professional development into your career journey, whether you're still in school or looking for a change of direction a few years into your career. The series of video lessons guide you through each stage of developing a career or business you love that fits with your big purpose. And that is exactly what I stand for. So, support one of my changemakers and get some great career guidance to boot for you, or your partner, or your children, or even your kids at school. Yes, teachers, I'm looking at you. Follow the link in the description and give it a whirl. Right, without further ado, let's leap into this funny, interesting, and at times very random interview with Miss Phoebe O'Neill. For today's episode of the Limitless Podcast, we have an extremely special guest with us today. Her name is... Who are you?
No!
That's not your name. Your name is...
I am dead!
Oh dear. How am I possibly interviewing you if you're dead?
I don't know. I'm not dead.
Good. Tell us a little bit about your pets.
I have 5 pets all to myself, 6 in total.
Yeah.
We have a family cat, and I own 1 leopard gecko, 1 fish, and 3 stick insects. And one of those stick insects I'm breeding, and I will put up for sale.
Amazing. I didn't realise we had 3, though. Oh, because you're keeping 2, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, yes, I remember.
Edit that bit out. With the power of editing!
I can edit any of it out. So, Phoebe O'Neill, who is how old?
Schmedonculus.
How old?
Oh, great. Okay, I'm 8 years old and it's about 2 weeks till I'm 9.
Yes! She's going to be 9. She's going to be massive.
And if you're listening to this 2 months later, I will already be 9.
Very exciting times.
Hooray.
Do you think being 9 is going to be really different to being 8?
I don't think it will be too different. I'll just be taller and I'll own more pets. Because I want a bird for my birthday.
I mean, this is basically your goal in life, right? It's just get all of the pets.
Yes, that is my goal in life.
What would you like to do or be when you're older?
Can I be Spider-Man?
I mean, that sounds great. I'd love to be Spider-Man when I'm older.
You are already older.
I'd probably be Iron Man. Oh, you can always be older than...
What about an Iron Spider?
Ooh.
That's like Iron Man and Spider-Man combined together.
That is a very good point. Okay, so if you couldn't be Spider-Man, what would you be when you're older?
I would be... I've got quite a lot of options.
Yeah?
I would either own a pet hotel with a pet restaurant / human restaurant, at the front or like next to it, and mm-hmm. then or I would be an exotic pet vet, or I would own like a cat cafe, or I would simply just be an animal painter, so people would pay me money to get their animals painted.
Amazing.
And then I would send them the portraits.
So I can sense a theme coming through here.
Animals.
I feel like animals are going to play a big part in your future.
Yeah, or there was one other option.
Oh, yeah?
A breeder of animals. So I would breed all sorts of... I would breed cats, dogs, I would breed bugs, mm-hmm. I would breed birds, parrots, macaws, all of those birds. I would breed snakes, I would breed lizards, I would breed turtles even.
Oh my goodness.
Or as in like a tortoise. Yeah. I might even breed fish.
Oh.
I would just breed everything.
Everything.
Everything and anything.
Just have a big old breeding zoo.
Not anything.
Okay.
That would be really weird.
You might not
breeding
want to
breed, humans like... in an enclosure, very strange.
And probably illegal.
Yes.
Maybe something like a tiger might be a bit more tricky to breed.
Would it though?
What, then a stick insect, for instance? I feel like maybe yes. No?
As in, like, would it be harder than, like, trying to get a tiger baby as it is a cat?
I suppose it's just more difficult to look after the tiger.
Yeah, that's it. You're just thinking about how hard it is to look after, not how hard it is to breed.
That is a very good point.
Because, like, I think, like, false chameleons, they're, like, really easy to get the eggs, but it's just really hard to get the babies to actually hatch.
Oh, really?
So it's quite easy to get the eggs, but it's really hard for you to get them to actually hatch without them dying.
Oh, okay. So. Well, there you go. Every day is a learning day for me in this household because Phoebe knows an awful lot about all of the animals. It's amazing.
Instead of my mum teaching me, I teach a 36-year-old about all of the animals.
Yep, that is.
A 9-year-old is teaching a 36-year-old instead of a 36-year-old teaching a 9-year-old.
And
that
sometimes...
feels so strange. So strange.
I think sometimes it's the best way, Phoebe. Sometimes it is the best way.
That sounds super weird, saying that.
Really?
Yes. Feels like I'm the teacher, and that's very strange.
So, if you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
I'm going to say... It's hard. I've got two things on my mind.
Okay.
I would either do... restrictions, so like how old you have to be to do stuff, so there would be no need for police ever. There's no speed limits anymore, nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing. Actually, there's three things. Prices, so everything's just for free. So, for example, in a game, if I wanted to buy something, it would just be for free. Like, if you would still have to buy, like, coins or something, but they would just be for free.
Mm-hmm. So we've got no rules.
No restrictions.
No restrictions.
Or, like, no prices. Sorry.
And no prices for anything, yeah?
Or I would change that no one ever got hurt. And no one was ever, like, bad or something. As in, like, doing crimes.
Mm-hmm. Which... would be helpful with the no restrictions thing because then you wouldn't have to have policemen stopping the people doing the crimes, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that would be pretty amazing. I wonder how we'd get there.
Imagine if you could have all three. Oh, life would be great.
Yeah. Just do whatever you want.
Swimming in heaven. I'm swimming in heaven right now. Ah. Imagine,
free world.
Like, a parrot, but gold-cursed. So it's made of gold, and it's got emeralds all over it.
Nice.
And let's say it costs £1 million for the Americans, dollars. If there are any.
Yeah, I do get Americans listening to the show.
Cool. How are you certain?
Because I can see the stats on my podcast.
Oh.
So I can go into the dashboard and see where people are listening from.
Is there any on America?
Yeah. There's some from Britain. There's some from America. Those are the top two. But then I get people from all over the world as well. I've had people listening from India and Mexico.
She's my mum.
Yeah. I'm an international superstar.
I hope you get famous. Imagine never that, known. My mum being famous.
Maybe. Right, are you ready for another question?
Yes.
Right. What is the hardest thing that you have to do?
Oh, God. There's two things. One is looking after my pets, and two is listening to rules.
Listening to rules.
And doing them.
Oh, dear.
Listening to rules and actually doing them.
That does sound tricky. How do you make those things easier?
Why is there a second question in the question?
Well, that's how you run an interview. You follow up. It's called a follow-up question. You don't want to answer this follow-up question?
No.
Okay. No. Fair enough.
Follow-up questions are for follow-up questioners.
What does that even mean?
I am not a follow-up questioner.
What is something that you've done that you're really proud of?
I'm going to say I'm really proud of myself getting Pirate Legend in Sea of Thieves.
Well done.
And also saving up enough money for a fish.
Yeah.
Because that's a pet.
That was a really good achievement, actually. Because you had to save quite a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like 80-something pounds.
Mm.
It was like something like 85 pounds. Crazy money.
Yeah.
That was my pocket money as well.
Yeah.
I couldn't spend any of it.
Because that was for the aquarium and everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to pay for the aquarium. I had to pay for the stones.
And you're proud of getting Pirate Legend?
Yes.
Did you have to work hard for that?
Yes. I mean, that's from, like, how many years ago is that? That I started Sea of Thieves? That was, like, I think Daddy was, like, a year or two before me. So mm-hmm. I reckon maybe 1 or 2 years ago.
So you've been working on that a long time?
At least a year I've been working on that.
Nice.
I think I'm going to say about a year and a half. And then only like 3 days ago, I got Pirate Legend.
Yes! That deserves a high five. Oh no, that wasn't a very good high five. That's better. Try again. Yes! Well done, baby.
Sorry, we aren't very good at high fives.
We need a bit of practice, don't we? Have you enjoyed being on my podcast?
I'm a phantom ghost.
I think this might be the silliest interview I've ever done.
Of course, because it's your 9-year-old.
Would you come on again?
Yes, I would.
Cool. Maybe we'll check in when you're 10.
Huh?
Is that too far away?
That is way too far away. That's like a year.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Phoebe, for coming on the podcast.
I'm literally in your house every single freaking day.
Say goodbye to the listeners then. Say bye.
I'm a phantom ghost.
Can you say bye though?
Ooh.
Right, I'm going to stop the recording. You've got to say bye before I stop.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, I hope you had as much fun as I did on that little journey of randomness. I loved how Phoebe was so proud of her achievement of saving up for a pet and sticking with a computer game to achieve legend status. She's practicing the art of knowing what she wants and heading for it. And that is what we are all about here at Limitless. Okay, so next week I'll be back with a personal episode, I'm launching into something which feels so incredibly uncomfortable for me, but oh so important to running a business, which is asking for money for stuff. Why do I find this so hard? I don't know, but I will be exploring this and more next week. Speak soon, people. Keep dreaming and never give up on working out what that passion is and how to get there. Have a great week.